Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Chicago Park District Board took no action concerning the future of Superintendent Mike Kelly during a meeting to hear evidence regarding the sexual assault, abuse, and harassment of lifeguards. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The board met behind closed doors for more than 3 hours, hearing a report by an outside law firm concerning the investigation, and emerged to report nothing publicly.
Board of Commissioners met an executive session to discuss a presentation by the Board of Commissioners' outside counsel and various employment and personnel issues. No further action was taken.
There have been increasing calls for the removal of Park District Superintendent Mike Kelly over his handling of the situation. This after Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox announced a new tip line as her office investigates the Park District.
I'm asking, no matter how old the allegation, if you believe that you have been a victim of sexual abuse or assault while working at the Chicago Park District, I ask that you call our Park District tip line, 312-603-1944.
There have been allegations that complaints by lifeguards were not handled properly and were potentially covered up. That's the latest.
Another expressway shooting, this time on the Dan Ryan. It happened around midnight in the southbound lanes of the expressway near 83rd Street. The details from CBS2's Suzanne Le Mignon.
Illinois State Police telling us people in two different vehicles were involved. At least one person in one of the cars was shot and taken to a hospital for treatment. Southbound lanes on the Dan Ryan were closed.
Last week, Illinois State Police said troopers would be increasing patrols and expressways in response to the surge in expressway shootings this year. A woman's in critical condition after a bizarre shooting in Westtown last night involving her husband.
Chicago police say the 71-year-old was entering her home in the 2100 block of West Superior around 9:30 when she was shot in the lower back by her husband. Investigators say the man, who does have a valid FOID card, thought his wife was a home intruder and opened fire. The woman was taken to Stroger Hospital in critical condition, while the husband was taken in by police for questioning. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city of Chicago says you should give yourself plenty of time to get to tomorrow's White Sox playoff game at Guaranteed Rate Field. The White Sox take on the Houston Astros tomorrow night in Game 3 of the American League Division Series. The parking lot's open at 4 o'clock. The gates open at 5. First pitch is after 7. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the department is making strides in meeting the requirements of the federal consent decree that took effect 2 years ago. While Police Department brass touts the 52% compliance rate, watchdog groups say there's a long way to go.
The fourth semi-annual report by an independent monitor details significant progress, showing that CPD achieved the highest increase in consent decree compliance compared to previous monitoring periods. Superintendent David Brown tells reporters at CPD HQ that the department is on track to be in full compliance within the next 5 years.
And I'll just remind everyone, the first independent monitor's report was 11% compliance, and we are at 52% compliance. And by the way, the most important part of the consent decree was the use of force policies. It's why we are in a consent decree. And for the first time, we're in compliance with our use of force policies with the consent decree.
Brown also says that he is interested in seeing improvements beyond what the consent decree requires. At the Chicago Police Department headquarters, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio.
You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app. And, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.